The retreat of the 1st Maryland Brigade leaves the exhausted men of the 2nd Brigade alone to face the entire British Army. Webster's regiments swing to the left and attack the Continentals in the flank and rear, while Tarleton's cavalry circles behind the Maryland and Delaware soldiers. DeKalb finally falls after being wounded 11 times. The men of the 2nd Maryland cannot hold their ground any longer.
Because of the heavily hanging cannon and musket smoke, the enemy were all around us before they were discovered, upon which we were at last obliged to retreat. The remnant of our right wing, perhaps about 300 men, betook themselves to the woods and swamps. We left the enemy entire masters of the field, and their cavalry made great slaughter among our men.